This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
Police code for a suspicious package such as a potential bomb. Before I begin, I'd like to take a moment of my time to ask for a moment of silence for my fallen colleague, Officer Brian Sicknick, who died from injuries he sustained in the line of duty defending the capital of our beloved democracy.
The voice of Sergeant Harry Dunn, a Capitol Police officer testifying before a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection, opening its first hearing today.
Thank you. I was stunned by what I saw. In what seemed like a sea of people, Capitol Police officers and Metropolitan Police officers, MPD, were engaged in desperate hand-to-hand fighting with rioters across the West Lawn. Until then, I had never seen anyone physically assault Capitol Police or MPD, let alone witness mass assaults being perpetrated on law enforcement officers.
In dramatic testimony, Sergeant Aguilina Gonell of the U.S. Capitol Police, responding to a question from Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who lost her Republican leadership position in the House for voting for Donald Trump's second impeachment. That sound is unavailable. We'll try to have it for you later on. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has asked Pfizer and Moderna to increase the number of school-aged children in their ongoing clinical trials to determine if their COVID-19 vaccines are safe for children under 12 years of age. The two drug makers are currently testing their respective vaccines on children between 5 and 11 years of age to assess their chances of developing rare heart inflammation conditions that have been detected in some young people.